As athletic directors wade through a dispute between the IHSA and the governor, is it feasible to make basketball players wear masks?
They think it's very doable. I mean, in fact, they frustratingly would say that, you know, we can do this.
That's Leroy Athletic Director BJ Zalesnik. I'm Dina Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Friday, October 30th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now let's lead off with how schools are responding to the Illinois High School Association's move to allow a basketball season this winter during the pandemic. Eric Stock reports.
Leroy High School Athletic Director BJ Zalesnik says he's grateful the Illinois High School Association will let schools decide whether to play basketball this season, since the state seemed determined to keep the student athletes from playing.
You've had the feeling that we were powerless in what was happening to our student athletes in their athletic season. So, yeah, we were very appreciative of the IHSA coming out with the announcement they came out with.
Zalesnik says his coaches have told him players have adjusted to wearing masks on the court.
The athletes have adapted. They're able to practice with the masks on. They're able to go hard for periods of time with the masks on. They think it's very doable. I mean, in fact, they frustratingly would say that, you know, we can do this.
Zalesnik says Leroy plans to meet with other school officials in their conference within the week to determine how many schools will play and work out a new schedule. Not every school has jumped at the chance to bring back basketball. Bloomington High School Athletic Director Tony Bauman says school officials haven't decided if it's worth the health risks, even if players and coaches wear masks.
If it's deemed that we can do this safely and not put our school at risk, then I think we'll consider that. But if we think it's there's a risk involved that isn't worth taking, then you know, we need to make that decision too. So a lot of difficult conversations still yet to be had.
Bauman says District 87 plans to involve the McLean County Health Department in the discussion. Unified officials have also said they need more information before deciding on basketball. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. October has proven to be the deadliest month for COVID-19 in McLean County so far. A 14th person has now died, a woman in her 90s with ties to a long-term care facility. The region that includes McLean County saw its testing positivity rate rise to 7.9%. If it hits 8% and stays there for three straight days, that will trigger state mitigations. That's happening just to our south. The region that includes Lincoln and Logan County will enter mitigation Sunday. That means no indoor service at bars and restaurants. Statewide, about 2.8 million ballots have already been cast in the general election, far more than in any previous election in Illinois. Early voting is available this weekend at Grossinger Motors Arena in downtown Bloomington. And the Illinois Supreme Court is recruiting more volunteer lawyers to speed up criminal appeals. The appeal process at times is so long, the defendant has completed his prison term before their appeal is decided. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. It doesn't take much to scare people, and that's good news for the creative minds behind the two-sentence horror story contest. Ryan Denham has more.
In the spirit of Halloween, Illinois State University's Milner Library recently put out a call for students, faculty, and staff to write really short stories, two sentences and 400 characters or less. The winners were just announced, and I invited my WGLT pals Ariel Jones, Laura Kennedy, and Charlie Schlenker to help give us a good fright.
There are times in the study rooms that I am alone, the door firmly shut behind me. But then I hear each syllable of my name whispered in time with the tick of the analog clock.
I couldn't sleep. The baby just kept crying and crying all night. I live alone.
The year 2020. Up next, the year 2021.
After a frightening nightmare, I climbed into bed with my mother.
clutching her. I heard someone say,
"Wait until she realizes you aren't her mom."
The cabinet was empty. All the chocolate was gone.
Managing to live through the operation, I can only grieve. With my legs cut off, I'll never be able to leave.
Waking up in a mental hospital under someone else's name.
"What is it, Professor?" I called as I sprinted down the ancient corridor, the excitement of my first excavation dissipating at the sounds of my Egyptology professor's piercing screams. I reached the entrance of the tomb and stared. Rameses II turned his head and stared right back.
"Hid keys to family safe and obscure science book in Milner Library. State of Illinois needs birth and marriage certificates to continue health benefits. But Milner closed for COVID-19.
The morticians prepared the body for burial. They had to strap her down so she wouldn't squirm so much.
I could feel their eyes on me as I ran down the hall. The slimy, bulbous orbs had affixed themselves to my sweater like bloated leeches, refusing my attempts to peel them off.
After falling asleep on the couch in front of the television, I woke up at 3 a.m. and saw pale shadows flickering on the screen and reflecting off the dark living room window facing the night. My spine went cold when, after turning off the television, I could still see the pale shadows in the window and the sound of whispered voices through the glass.
There you have it, the best of the best from the two-sentence horror story contest hosted by ISU's Milner Library. Happy Halloween. I'm Ryan Denham.
There were 15 winners of the contest, including the ones you just heard. You can find them all later today on Milner Library's social media. Before we let you go, listen to WGLT tonight at 8 as the Heartland Theater Company brings you the War of the Worlds radio play, part of our WGLT Presents Arts and Music series. And with Halloween coming tomorrow, a reminder that the Town of Normal and City of Bloomington are discouraging door-to-door trick-or-treating. But if you want to put on a mask over your mask anyway, trick-or-treating hours are 5 to 8 p.m. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.